Hey, it's Conor O'Neill, and welcome to the Know Yourself Performance Podcast, where I want to help you to excel through improving your nutrition, training, and psychology. If you enjoy it, share it on social media or with a friend. The motivational videos will tell you to set big goals, go after your dreams, and take over the world. And you can see their point. A big potential payoff might be enough to get you out of bed or taking action on the days you don't want to. But when we look at the psychology behind motivation and goal setting, we see that another potentially more important element is specificity. Motivation is largely controlled by dopamine. Most people consider dopamine to be spiked as a reward after we achieve something. But in fact, it actually spikes in anticipation of a reward, meaning that it can be seen as encouraging us to move towards something we see as rewarding. That's as close to a definition of motivation as you're going to get. And herein lies the problem with big, audacious, but often vague goals. I want to have a great body. I want to get rich. I want to be happy. I want to get to a point where I can do what I want when I want. Because these aren't specific, there's no real way of knowing when you're moving towards them. And hence, you're less likely to get that dopamine spike that comes with moving towards your reward. I want to lose 10 pounds and gain 20 kg on my bench press. I want to make £50,000 per year and move to a house in the countryside. I want to spend 1 hour every night playing with my kids. I want to work 4 days per week and spend the rest of my time playing sport, reading, and socializing. These goals are much more specific than the previous examples. Because of that, it's clear when they're done and you can chart your journey towards them. This means that you can see when you're moving towards them at each step, so you'll be getting that motivation via dopamine along the way, encouraging you to keep going and making you much more likely to achieve those goals. Keep this in mind next time you're thinking about those goals. It'll take a bit longer to figure them out, but the payoff will be worth it. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Know Yourself Performance Podcast. If you got something from it, it would mean a lot if you shared it on social media or sent it on to a friend. If you want to find out more about how you can take your nutrition, training, and psychology to the next level, check out the link in the description or go to knowyourselfperformance.com.